At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
John Fanta was on Afternoon Drive. He took a swipe at me, Tone.
No.
Yep.
As he's wont to do.
Here's John Fanta on Afternoon Drive. As they were yelling at each other about the win total for the season, here's Fanta.
You know, we can still get to whatever bet you guys want to have because
no.
John says six, so he gets six
he
and
takes
higher.
Just over,
and
the,
you get five and below.
Yeah, okay. No, I don't. Well, he's got no skin in the game here.
The John, would you take six or higher, and then Nick gets five and below?
Now, if he wants to take eight wins or higher, then we have a conversation.
Well, that's just not fair. Vegas's line is 5.5. Why would John sign up for that?
Because he acted like saying three wins as this huge far fetched thing, and then he said six wins.
The bet, if you have some sort of put him on the table.
No, you're the one that. Put him on the table. You put him on the table.
Tell him, John. Put him on the table, Nick.
I'm putting him on the table.
You put that thing on the table. By the way, six wins is the most popular answer in Cleveland. That is antithetical to putting him on the table. That's saying you're going to put him on the table. That's acting like you're pantomiming putting him on the table. I see nothing on the table, John.
Okay, is this the Ken Carmen show in the morning? Because now we're yelling.
John calls up and just starts screaming at me on the phone.
Well,
Matt Foley.
Did they even know he was on the air?
Who?
The Afternoon Show?
Did they even know that who was on the air?
I got a headache listening to that.
Whoa!
They never let him talk.
Whoa!
Was it an interview
Take swipes at them. I was taking swipes at John.
No, I'm being dead serious. They gave me a headache. Oh, I have a headache already right now.
Okay, I was about to say, you're under the weather.
But
Did you hit the slopes?
But no, that was the thing. At least I would have gotten something out of that.
Okay.
This was...
Do you need to hit the slopes?
I do not think that would help.
A listener here in 5 minutes.
No, I'm saying they didn't let him talk, and I didn't know if that was just their producer... Put him up, the Assassin's Apprentice. Did they put him up, pot him up, or did he not know he was on the air? Did they not know he was on the air?
Well, I think it's pretty rich for either of us to take aim at those guys when you and I have gotten in heavy arguments with a guest on the phone, with each other while a guest was on the phone.
Oh, sure.
Daryl would know. Mary Kay has even had to be on the phone while you and I have snapped at each other. That is not the issue that I had. I have to do it. I know what the argument was, and I agree with Nick. Because six wins, John's calling up and talking tough like six wins is talking tough. That is not anything to stick your chest out for.
Six is over.
Congratulations. I guess you hit the over on that. You beat Vegas, but I don't think you're going to change any Browns fans' mind.
Should I put $500 on the over?
I'm not going to tell you to bet on anything.
Well, the reason I say that is because I think the discussion was about whether or not, you know, six was a sweet spot, if that was where everybody was coming in. And I think Nick Wilson did say that six was the most popular guess for the Browns win total this year from everybody he was talking to.
I mean, it's still right about there. What did I say? Six, seven?
But I'm saying if that's the case, then Vegas needs to adjust because there's money to be made on six wins then.
Sorry, Gabe just did something in the window that just totally distracted me. What's yours? What do you say?
I said four or five has kind of been where I've been at throughout this entire process.
Yeah, and I said 6-7. So I'm always going to be a more positive person than you about things. So that doesn't surprise anybody. Danny Cannell, CBS Sports, he had a very interesting thing to say about the Browns win total. Here you go.
I think they could be a 9 or a 10 win team. I mean, I do like the makeup of this team. I think the style of play of what they want to do offensively suits Joe Flacco well. I think it's one of the reasons that Shador excelled in the preseason because it's a more of a play action, pocket passer type of system. I know they've got to figure out Quinshon Judkins and some of the issues that are going on with him, but I really like Dylan Sampson. And then we got to think about what they did this offseason too with Myles Garrett paying him. Their defense, I think, is going to be one of the things for them to hang their hat on. Mason Graham, one of the rookie first-round picks that they brought in there, is a player that potentially could wreak some havoc. So I think it is more of a traditional offensive style where you're taking some play-action shots down the field, trying to run the football, and playing really good, aggressive defense.
All right, I respect Danny Cannell for what he just said. I can't see it all the way.
Yeah, that's twice what I said.
I had a lot of people disagree.
That's twice the amount of wins that I was thinking.
That's a hell of a lot of wins. 9-10 wins seems to be unreasonable, and I'll tell you why. Now, could the Browns be better than what we thought? 216-474-0092. Should we be more bullish on the Browns? I mean, we just spent an hour talking about how people are down on them. Should we be more bullish on them? The reason why I disagree with Danny Cannell, everything he said, absolutely true. I want to agree with him. And I made this argument yesterday that I think they're going to try to eliminate turnovers as best they can. Now, luck would tell you that your turnover margin cannot be that terrible 3 years in a row. Sometimes there's just luck involved, but you have to put luck into action for yourself and create it a little bit. You have to play good defense. They were terrible last year defensively. They should be better about it this year. The front four should be better. They will eliminate turnovers as best they possibly can because I think they're going to try to run the football more. Now, who are they going to run the football with? You mentioned Audric Estime maybe coming over. If he gets cut by Denver, that'd be somebody that helps out. But if we're getting guys that are going to be cut, I don't know how much of a great big help that's going to be. That puts more pressure on Dylan Sampson and on Jerome Ford. And apparently, maybe at some point, Quinshon Judkins, but I'm not holding my breath on that. So they're going to try to run the football more, Tone, is what they're going to try to do. And they're going to try to eliminate the turnovers by doing that, and they're going to try to
hold on
to the ball and control the clock as best they can. And it's the reason why I was bullish. You were going to say something?
Yeah, is that why maybe the thought that the wrong quarterback is starting because of the health situation, that it should be Kenny Pickett because Kenny Pickett doesn't turn the ball over, Joe Flacco does turn the ball over?
That's maybe a great point that's made, but I go on this. Last year, I thought Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers were going to be a good football team, a better football team, because Jim Harbaugh believes in running the football and believes on being road graders. He went out, got himself another offensive lineman. Now Rashawn Slater's hurt. But he went out and he got himself another offensive lineman. They dedicated themselves to running the ball more. They were top half of the league of running the ball more to be able to protect Justin Herbert. That's the difference. Who do you have at quarterback? Justin Herbert, you still have to respect. Now, Joe, to start the season, that's why I thought it made sense. Joe can put it on you if you let him. We saw it against Chicago a couple years ago. He'll turn it over, and he has a propensity for it, but you have to respect him. But how long does that last? Joe's wheels get shaky. He starts to turn the ball over. I think a lot more people would have a lot more faith in Justin Herbert than the Browns. So if you wanted to say, and this is where we just start throwing rocks at each other in a ditch by the side of the road while people walk by and can't believe we're doing it down there, if you want to argue over 4-6 wins based on the amount of turnovers they don't have and that they can win more and get the over, I'll meet you on the over. But 9-10 wins, No. Unless there's another schedule out there somewhere I ain't looking at. Like, you ain't. No. 9-10 wins is not there.
Yeah, you'd have to. You'd also have to say, like, the defense would have to be in this scenario. What? If not the best defense.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Defense in the game, top three. To get to 9-10 wins, they'd have to be a top three defense. Which you know, by what we've seen in the preseason and training camp, it has the makings of that. It's still hard. You'd have to be saying there's no drop off from JOK to a rookie linebacker. You'd have to be jumping to a lot of conclusions, not to mention how thin we are in the secondary. You'd have to say that there's no more injuries. Because you're one injury away. You've already got guys that are going to be on that field a lot that have been getting torched, you know, in the practice sessions. So I would find that hard to believe, but you do have Myles Garrett who can wreck shop, we know, at any time.
Well, your front four,
he could single-handedly win you a game.
Your front four should be much better. You got Malik Collins there who is a hell of a hand. You got Mason Graham there who should be have more of an impact because you're going to have Miles on the field.
It's interesting. When Alex Rydis
has had a hell of a camp too.
When they lost Za'Darius Smith and Okoronkwo, it was hard for people to say that they were definitely going to be better on their defensive line. Are we jumping to that assumption early because of just new guys on the team? We love new guys on the defensive line. We do this every year with the Browns.
We love new guys on the defensive line, but I mean, you did take a guy in the top five that you damn well should be better on the front four.
Sure, but this will probably be the worst Mason Graham year you're going to get. Is he already better than what you were getting by default?
I mean,
I've liked
excited.
What I've seen from him. I was excited about the draft pick.
Yeah, but they immediately got
no learning curve at all.
But they there's going to be a learning curve, but it's already better than the guy you had to cut at the end of camp last year that you signed as a free agent. So you had that wasn't able to work out. They should be better as a front four, which should make things a little bit easier for the secondary because you're not going to have MJ Emerson to your disposal. And thank God, Jordan Schultz reports that it's not a very serious injury, the one that Denzel Ward got yesterday because everybody's heart dropped yesterday.
If he went down, that changes the entire. I don't think Danny Cannell can say 9-10 wins if you don't have your secondary.
I wouldn't have been able to play it this morning.
Your secondary would be a disaster.
I wouldn't have been able to play it this morning. But they'll find themselves in situations. See, what makes football great, and we're getting into nitty gritty stuff. When you hear about complementary football, I think people don't really either realize it or they get bored by it. So I'll try to be brief with it. If my offense sucks and I'm consistently putting my defense in a bad situation on their half of the 50 because I'm turning the ball over, I'm going to give up points. I'm just going to give up points and upset my defense, and then I start to actually crack a foundation of the culture that I have in the locker room. Except the Browns don't have a great culture. That's why I can't say 9-10 wins. You have to have a great culture for 9-10 wins. They did find a culture, but it was a fake culture because they were pouring their hearts and souls out for everybody who wasn't the $230 million quarterback. That should have been your first clue that things weren't going very great at that time. But that's neither here nor there. No one wants to talk about that until he got hurt last year. Then everybody wanted to talk about it. So 9-10 wins. Danny Cannell has been a good guest on the station before. I would love to be wrong and eat my words over it. I don't think I am. If we wanted to meet on six is fine. What's six going to get you? Does six keep Kevin employed? A lot of guys driving around shake their heads.
It's going to be teetering.
So if you get six wins, and this is what a fan is worried about. And before I take this call, 216-474-0092, what a fan has to rectify with themselves, myself included. Now, you know me. I'd much rather go towards purgatory because at least I'm trying to create a culture and people say I'm full of it. All right, let's have that argument. But if you only win six games, do you or do you not keep Kevin? Do you or do you not keep Andrew? And then what am I doing with my two first-round picks? Because if I win six games, I ain't drafting top two.
No. I'm trying to think.
Especially
of,
with this Arch Manning business where he said yesterday he don't know what his grandpa's talking about. He could very well come out of the draft. That's going to get a lot of people thinking differently.
I'm trying to think. If you got off to a 1-5 start or 0-6, and then, you know, you hand the ball off to who in that situation? Is Kenny Pickett still on this team? Is it Dylan Gabriel? Eventually, if it gets to Shador Sanders or Dylan Gabriel and one of those guys wins six games on their own, does that change things? Does that change, you know, the thought process with the organization?
If one the of those young guys going? Get it?
Yes. Yeah, so does that mean they're not taking a quarterback in the first round? Does Kevin Stefanski keep his job because he'll show development with a young quarterback?
I fire through Joe and I fire through Kenny, and then yep. I get Dylan or Shador. It depends on how the QB class. Like, if all of a sudden Lenore Sellers and Garrett Nussmeier and Cade Klubnik and all those other guys look like garbage, then yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. But then, yeah. But then, if they don't, and you're still sitting there at six wins or seven wins, let's say seven wins. Go crazy, folks. Say seven wins. Yeah, still under 500. Let's get nuts. What a high bar we set. You get seven wins, you can have a conversation, but you're still probably going to go, all right, is the third best quarterback in this class going to be worth it? Because whoever's drafted number one is probably going to want that quarterback at the top. If the Colts are drafted number one because they got Daniel Jones going for them this year, and they would probably have a new head coach and probably a new general manager, they're probably going to restart their franchise, and an Ursay is an Ursay is an Ursay. I don't care who it is. They're going to go after their guy. Okay, well then if you're at number five or number six or number seven, all of a sudden you got to find yourself thinking, is Shador better than that? Is Dylan better than that? And then you're kind of stuck spinning your wheels again. Or you can use those two first-round picks and go for the gusto, because I don't know if all top three teams are going to be looking for a quarterback this year. Malone in Lakewood, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Malone.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good to have you, Malone. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, so I think in the NFL, there's more than one Cleveland Browns team out there in the 32 teams. So you can fall backwards into three or four wins the way the teams do for us. I think the Browns will win 10 games because it's the most Cleveland Browns thing they could do with two first-round picks. And they'll probably see absolutely nothing out of the two rookies. But you got to keep Stefanski. You got to keep the regime regardless because we have the picks next year. So this is all – this year and next year are packaged together. It's all 1 year. And as a lifelong Browns fan who hates the next year term, it actually means something this year. And if we don't see what we have in the rookies, we're going to blow the draft. So I think the win margin is irrelevant because you just have to see what your roster has. You got to see if you need a quarterback or if you can trade those picks. And I feel like we're not going to do that. I feel like Flacco is going to go win seven or eight games, and then we'll put somebody else in there for another two wins.
Well, Malone, I'll tell you this. Say we even stick to my level at six wins, right? Thank you for the call. If you get 6-10 wins, then especially if you get 10 wins, then some of the pups are going to have to play well for you. So Dylan Sampson's going to have ran the ball well for you. One of your two rookies are going to have to probably have played well for you at some point there, but maybe not. Maybe Joe, if you're at 10 wins, Joe's probably playing the entire season.
We're talking
Kenny
playoffs. If you're in 9-10 range, you're talking playoffs.
And Mason Graham will have had to play well, and Carson Schwessinger will have had to play well, and that might buy Andrew Berry some more time. If you end up somewhere in the neighborhood of six wins, you could still probably say some of those things could be true, but some of those things aren't going to be true because now it's not just getting wins and saying whether or not they stay. It's about getting trust, because I could try to keep Kevin and Andrew. Is anyone going to trust them with two first-round picks next year if you end up with five wins?
No chance.
Or six wins even. I think there's an argument there against them.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.